Shalom, everybody. Parshas Vezos HaBracha is the only parsha in the entire Torah that is not necessarily read on Shabbos. It's always read on Shmini Atzeres or on Simchas Torah in Chutz Laaretz. And because of that, there are a number of messages that can be found in the parsha that are related to Sukkot and to Shmini Atzeres. One example is the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gives to the Shevet Naphtali. Most of the parsha is composed of the brachos that Moshe gives to Bnei Yisrael during the last moments of his life. And the bracha that Moshe gives to the Shevet Naphtali is at first glance slightly enigmatic. When Moshe blesses Naphtali, he says the following, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Ule Naphtali Amar to Naphtali, Moshe says, Naphtali seva ratzon. Naphtali will be totally satisfied. Umalei birkas Hashem and filled with Hashem's blessings. Yam vidarom yerasha. He will receive the lake and the south. Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, explains this bracha to Naphtali by quoting the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says, as Rashi explains, that the bracha to Naphtali means this. Naphtali seva ratzon. Naphtali's portion in Eretz Yisrael will be full of everything that its inhabitants could want. It will be malei birkas Hashem. It will be full of Hashem's blessings. Yam vidarom yerasha. Naphtali will get a small beach area. The Gemara says a rope's length on the south side of Lake Kinneret, as a fishing coast for spreading out his nets to catch fish. That's the way Rashi understands this bracha. It all refers to the land that Naphtali will receive. Other Mefarshim, however, understand the bracha differently. The Alshich, Rav Moshe Alshich, who died in 1593, says that the bracha is referring to Naphtali, to the Shevet Naphtali, to the people in Shevet Naphtali, and not to their land. The Alshich says that the bracha to Naphtali means this. Naphtali seva ratzon, Naphtali will be satisfied with whatever they have. They will possess the midah of sameach bechelko, happy and satisfied with whatever they receive. Once you have that midah, you will view whatever you get as malei birkas Hashem. If you're blessed with the midah of sameach bechelko, then everything you have and everything you get will be malei birkas Hashem for you. Because think about it, says the Alshich. They had a little portion on the south of the Kinneret, a rope's length, but that's all they needed because they were sevar ratzon. It's fine. They were happy. It's the most incredible bracha. We don't need wealth. We don't need stocks. We don't need things. We should be happy with whatever we get. In reality, we are all malei birkas Hashem. But sometimes we don't know it. Sometimes we don't appreciate it if we're not sva ratzon, if we're happy with what we have, if we are not sameach bechelkenu. This is an important message, an important bracha, and an important midah all year round, and it's an acutely a special on Sukkot. This Shabbos, for example, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we will read Amir Tzashem Megillas Koheles. And why do we read Koheles on Sukkot? Because Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest of all men, the wealthiest of all men, writes again and again, nothing matters if it is not connected to Hashem. Nothing we gain, nothing we have, nothing we acquire has any significance. It's all hevel if we don't appreciate it for its true value. For example, in Koheles in Perek Hei Pasuk Yud Aleph, Shlomo says, V'hasava le'ashir einenu meniach lo lishon. The fullness of the rich man does not let him sleep. How are they going to sleep if they're not sva ratzon? All the money in the world will not give a wealthy person a good night's sleep if they are not sameach bechalko. And the Medrash in Koheles Rabbah in Parsha Aleph, Piska Lamed Dalid says, if you've got 100, all you want is 200. It's a curse. But we can beat that curse on Sukkos, and we can beat that curse all year round. On Sukkos, after all of our crops are collected, we sit in the sukkah and we look around at our flimsy walls, our flimsy roof. We're so exposed. We're so vulnerable. And yet, it's Chag, it's the Chag of Zman Simchasenu. It's the Chag that we're happy, we rejoice, we recognize that we have everything we need and anything we want. And when we are the kind of person, we are the kind of people, when we want only what we have, then we will realize that we have been all along, like Naftali, Malei Birkas Hashem. Have an amazing day, everyone. Good Moed.